This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. military has left Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, the heart of the fight to hunt down those who attacked the U.S. on 9/11. The base has been handed over to the Afghans. President Biden has vowed that the last few thousand U.S. troops left in Afghanistan will be gone by September 11th. In Florida, they're working on plans to demolish what's left of that partially collapsed condo building. Yesterday, they had to stop the search for survivors for hours because of fears the rest of the complex might collapse. 18 people are now known dead, 145 missing. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says even though most of the missing haven't been recovered, they're making plans to demolish the remains of the structure.
To best manage the demolition in order to safeguard the integrity of the existing debris field.
The search effort, which had been paused, did resume in the afternoon, but experts keep monitoring the debris for signs of a potential collapse. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden comforted families of the victims yesterday in Surfside, telling them never to give up hope. But he says they've got some heart-wrenching questions.
Will I be able to recover the body of my son or daughter, my husband, my cousin, my mom and dad? How can I have closure without being able to bury them if I don't get the body? What do I do?
President Biden in Surfside. The Justice Department is stopping federal executions for now as it conducts a review. Attorney General Merrick Garland says everybody in the federal criminal justice system has to be treated fairly and humanely. The Trump administration carried out 13 executions in 6 months. President Biden will host the Los Angeles Dodgers at the White House today to celebrate their World Series win over the Tampa Bay Rays last October. This is AP News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has chosen the members of a new select committee that will investigate the January attack on the U.S. Capitol building.
Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
There is one Republican on this committee.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot, saying he summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Dow was up yesterday. The S&P and the Nasdaq closed up too. The Dow was up 131, the S&P up 22, and the Nasdaq up 18. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.